This is written for Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S, Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth 7-17-58. Date of accident is 1-17-2022. Date of service is 1-8-2025. The patient Elandus Young presents with a usual complaint for a follow-up. He was initially involved in an automobile accident where he was a pedestrian and was hit by a car on 1-17-2022 while he was walking in front of it on a green light. He was pinned under the car and then he had major injuries. He was operated for his cervical spine with fusion from C2 to C7. Thereafter, he is still having pain in the lower back and pain in the right knee. Left shoulder with a poor gait, and he has pain in the left shoulder. He has been slowly recuperating and recovering. He's on medications. And he's stable. He's able to walk without any adaptive devices at this time, except for the cane. Although he does have a rollator walker at home. His MRIs for the shoulder dated 2/27/2023 last year showed his tendonitis of supraspinatus, tendon with 50% tear, and a damage to the superior labrum with a tear. Left shoulder, however, had tendonitis of the supraspinatus tendon with 75% damage and tear. Currently, the patient has recovered significantly for the right shoulder. And only left shoulder has been painful for him. Lower back pain is also improving. Yeah, he is almost like 40% to 50% improvement. He has been found to have disc bulges at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. And overall, he has no radiculopathy and improving. In the cervical spine, post-operatively, there is a fusion done. There is a scar in the back of the neck for almost 6 to 7 inches, and no treatment is being discussed for that. Regarding the right knee, patient was found to have a patellofemoral degenerative changes with mild patella alter and arthritic changes on the femoral side of the patellofemoral joint space. And other than that, meniscus was intact, cruciate ligaments are intact, no other damage was found. His pain level, according to him, is 10, but I do not believe it is 10, it could be 7. ADLs are affected 10, but I believe they are 7. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues. Current pain medication, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plans. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 162/101, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam remains similar to the previous visit, that is dated 11/19/2024. The dictation number is 1126-054. Plan. The patient is overall recovering significantly. I have no issues for the cervical spine, and no other treatment is being afforded to him. He already had a surgery. Physical therapy has been continuing. Medications are continuing. There are no distal deficit or radiculopathies in the upper extremities. Even in the lower extremity, there is no radiculopathy, and the patient has some pain in the lower back, which is resolving 50%. His pain in the left shoulder is also 50% better, and he's able to lift his arm up to 120 degrees without pain. In the right shoulder, there is still some more pain, but it's improving. The right knee pain is also significantly improving. He's able to walk reasonably well, and he was found to have a left SI joint to be painful, and he was provided injection to the left shoulder last time, and it has improved his pain quite a bit, and into the left supraspinatus on the visit of 11/17/2024. The patient is satisfied and happy with the current treatment, and we continue the conservative treatment. He has been advised that if there is a pain to the right knee, we'll be more than happy to provide him an injection of steroid. However, he can try collagen, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and ACE bandage, heat, and physical therapy to the knee. I do not believe it requires any surgical consultation. So is the lumbar spine. He has some pain in the SI joint, which can be tackled by one or two shots for the SI joint area. And other than that, patient has eight of the lumbar epidural steroid injections. And we do not plan to give any to the cervical spine, as there will be a lot of fibrosis and it will be difficult. He has had several sets of rotator cuff tendon injections, shoulder injections, and is improving. Thank you. His case is also coming to the end, and so we'll continue with his physical therapy progress right now, and it has been ordered again. Continue once a week for the time being, focusing on both the shoulders and possibly the knee and left SI joint, and he remains off work for the time being, and hospital can transportation has been checked for him. He has a significant improvement in his shoulders. I don't think he needs any surgical input. Regarding the medication, we have provided him the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, and depression. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for further relief for the pain and the radiculopathy. The patient will see us in 30 days' time. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and new labs have been ordered. Thank you.